Alright, so we left off yesterday at the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out how a person can violate simultaneously the Isur of the Nazir to have an Isur of Bia to coming in, Lo Yavo, and an Isur of Lo Yitama. Right? Two Isurim, one is to have simultaneously the Tuma and the Bia take effect for the Nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion was Kamba Bayit, Kamba Sodeh, that the possible solution to this problem is how he becomes Tameh. The problem with him going into the Ohel is that he's already Tameh. When he goes into the Ohel, then he can't violate Lo Yavo because he's already Tameh V'Kayam. So the Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion is that maybe he's Tahor. And when he walks into the house, he simultaneously violates Lo Yavo of going into the Ohel and also becomes Tameh at that time. Whereas Bashadeh, out in the field, he'll become Tameh, he'll touch the mace first, and then later on when he wants to enter the Payet, he'll already be Tameh V'Kayam, and therefore he won't violate Lo Yavo. That's Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion. Now the Gemara is going to challenge that. So welcome, I'm Gimel Amanav. Even when you go into the house, that simultaneous violation of the Isur is impossible. Why? Because when do you become Tameh Tumat Ohel, right? That is, or when do you violate Lo Yavo is only when you get the robe of your body into the house. But when do you violate the Isur Tumah, or when do you become Tameh? You become Tameh as soon as any part of your body enters the house. And that's because of this unique situation, which is that the Ohel HaMeis, Kimalia Tuma Domi. When we look at the house of a Ohel HaMeis, we look at it not like it's an empty airspace, but as if it's full of Tuma. So if you touch the airspace with your hand, you become Tameh, because it's if you've had a Maga of the Tuma, it's as if you've touched Tuma. So now what's going to happen here? So Bavai Nami came into Al Yadeh, he's going to stick his hand in, he becomes Tameh. When the rest of his body walks in, when he walks in with the rest of his body, Tamehu, then, right, he's already Tameh. So he can't violate the Isur Bia, he's already Tameh. So of course, what's the answer? Don't stick your hand in first, right? Right, so El Amar, Rabbi Lezer, Tzirei Fiyado, Mishum Tuma, Ika, Mishum Bia Leka. You're right. If he sticks his hand in first, right, then he is Chayim for Tuma and not Bia. Whereas the Tzirei Gufo, if he's Tzirei Gufo, what does Tzirei Gufo mean? So the Mefori says that it's Lav Dafka. Because he used the word Tzirei Fiyado, it means Tzirei Gufo means he just took his whole body in at once. He didn't stick his hand in front of his body. Right? Whereas Tosa says, no, Tzirei Fiyado means that he tied his hands. He put his hands right up against his body. He kept himself, right, contained. He contained his arms with his body so his arms would enter the same time his body did.
And what about his feet?
Okay, very good. Gemara is going to ask exactly your question. All right, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Tzirto Mishum Tuma Iki Mishum Bia Leka. I mean, Ika Mishum Tuma Ika Mishum Bia Leka. Tzirto Gufo Tuma Uviya Bahate Adai Kaltu. He does that, he presses his hand against his body, then the Tuma and the Bia will happen simultaneously. So Mar says, before they get to his feet, Haif Shar Delo Ayo Chotmo Bereisha. Right? The Gemara's assumption, it says that the nose of a person always comes in first. I mean, since your nose is projected forward of your body, and the head is ahead of your body, so generally a person's head leans a little bit ahead of your body, and your nose ahead of your body, therefore your nose is going to end up in there first, v'nachalei tuma, and you become tameh before you ever reach Ohel. Now the case must be Ichnis Yado Mishum Tuma Ika Mishum Bialeka. You're right. If you put your arm in or any part of your body goes in first, then you have a problem with Tuma but no Bia. Ichnis Gufo, if he held his head back, I mean, if he leaned his head backwards, therefore that his nose doesn't go in when he first walks in, then no problem. They come at once, because now he's able to pull his head back. Now the brush here points out that why doesn't he just walk in backwards? Why not? If you're walking backwards, you don't have a problem of your nose being in front or any other part of your body being in front, just walking backwards.
So at least you should walk backwards in order to be able to accomplish this opportunity to be
violate two Easter. Exactly. It's not a suggestion, but a possibility that the Gemara is coming up with. Right? So the Gemara suggests, it says, both verses, and Tosfos over here say that you can't walk in backwards because that's not considered bia. Right? That's not bia, not coming in the derech of bia. That's not the derech of a person to enter. So you won't become tamei for bia because he's walking in backwards instead of forwards. Alright? Now, v'ha, now this is your question. So, v'ha yefsha, v'lo'ayo etzba'ote, dikare v'resha. Your toe will enter first. Meaning that if you're walking, by definition, your foot's gotta get there first. And if your foot gets there first, that big toe is going to get in the way. You know, meaning that you're going to have a toe that gets in there first. You're not going to go. So that can't be the case. So El Amar Rav Papa, which is what we mentioned yesterday, right? The Gemara is always, the Gemara has the same solution when it comes to these issues. How do you get into somewhere? Right? You want to have it simultaneously that you're entering and Tumah comes to you, or you want to end up in somewhere? They take him in, B'sheda Migdal, B'sheda Tevo Migdal. Right, that they go to Nechnas, B'sheda Tevo Migdal. That he comes in when he's in a sealed box of some sort, right? He's in a self-contained Ohel. Since he's in an Ohel, he's not having Tumah when he enters. Then Ubachaveru, Parlo, it's a Maziva, and he has a good friend who came along and peeled off the plaster that was sealing the box. And then he's opened up in the house already where he's come out. Then, the Tumah will be a Bahadei Adari Gajin. At that point, the Tumah and the Biat Oel happen simultaneously because you're already in the house. And therefore, as soon as you open the box, you're both in the Ohel and also Mishum Bia, and you're also Tamei at that moment. Right now, excuse me, the Rishonim point out over here that he must help his friend undo the plaster, because we're giving him Malchus over here, right, and we need a Maisa. So it must be that not only is he, his friend undoing the plaster, but he is helping his friend undo the plaster over here. Alright, so that's how we have the case of simultaneous violation of Bia and Tumah, by having you enter the house in a Shade the Tevin Migdal, and then having it be opened in the house. So Amar, I have a better idea. Right, he goes in when the guy's not dead yet. He's on his, you know, he's in the death throes. Enough of Nishmatei, right? And then as before he's able to get out or sit down or whatever happens, he's in the house and the person passes away. So he passes away while he's in the house, then you have the same thing, the bia and the Tumah.
How's the bia over there? He's already there.
Right, but that is, bia's ohel just means it's same as the shade that makes on table. You have to just, right, coming, the function of going into an ohel means that
he, what mice is he doing now?
Right, so you have to say he's walking in the house or something, he's moving along in the house somehow, right? At the yoti, before he sits down,
Tumah bia. He I'm sure that he's not gonna walk, you know,
right. At the moment that he passed away, he's still walking towards the mace, and that's
just walking into the house, that's the problem, obviously.
Well, even walking in the house is a problem. I mean, any movement, being in the house when there's a mace there is a problem. We're going to see in a second, it might even be a problem for him to enter a house with a ghost.
No, but show us, because before we were worried about derech bia, where you can walk in backwards. So here, where's the derech bia? There, you're worried about it. Here, you're not worried about it.
No, but when you have a shade to make on the table, right, we say you open it up, that's considered bia, the ohel.
No. And then, you're in separate shows.
Yeah, but you're entering of a, you're being inside of a tumas ohel with, I mean, inside an ohel that has tumah, right, it's a violation of bia. So here too, when the guy passes away, you're being in there is the kumasat, bia in the little sense of coming, but.
So then why does backwards walking bother them?
Why does it bother them? Why does it bother them?
Once okay. You're inside, you're inside. You can't, so not there being.
Right.
There, you're becoming tummy before, yes, before you're going to, like, maybe once you're in the house and you take a step in the house, then that would be like as if you were already in the house.
Right here, the bia is going to actually go to Nachum Mishmatei Adiyati. The Tumah bia and Adi Adi Gat, and they come to simultaneously. What's the bia here? You're asking. I have to think. That's a good question. Why is there no? What's the real bia here? That's a good question. All right. So now, Gemara continues. Tarabanan, Lahei Kolo. So how do you know that the violation is? Right, when is the violation of being Mekal? This is talking about Kohen Hedjot. So it says by Kohen Hedjot, it says Lehechalo, Ad Shah Shimot. You're only Chayav at the point that the person dies. Not before that point in time, you're not restricted in becoming tamei. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says.
What do you mean ad shashemas? Who? What's the question?
Kohen hedyot. When does a kohen hedyot restricted from coming in contact with somebody? That's only once they're dead. As opposed to, you're asking me as opposed to what? Right, that might be as opposed to goses, or as opposed to mekuyad, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a second.
You saw the situation.
Right, it's like, right, it's very likely.
Practically pre-segregation.
Right, that you'll end up with tamei. Here, the violation is only actually molt once you die. Mm-hmm. Right, now, Rabbi Omer, bimolt.
Now, the question is, does Mechal caution you to not even put yourself in a situation where there's a potential?
Very good, exactly. So the answer so far is no. That will change in a second. But yes, the answer so far is no. Alright, then by the Nazir it says, I just point this out, but the Gemara does this in numerous places here, is that the Gemara assumes that Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, and Nazir are all in the same category when it comes to Tumah, the violation of Tumah, and therefore the Gemara has no problem bringing a pasuk from Kohen Hedyot for Nazir, or bringing a pasuk from Nazir for Kohen Hedyot, and sees, you know, sees them as all being one category of restriction against becoming Tamei. Alright, now, what about... So Rabbi Omer, no, that's not the source. Bimotam. Right? That you're not allowed to, by Nazir it says, right, that you're not allowed to come into contact with, it says, Bimotam. Right, so bimotam means in their death, achiyamot, till they die. So what's the source that you can't become tamei until they're dead? Or I mean, the violation is only once they're dead to become tamei. That is a machlokus of the source here, the heichalo o bimotam. Is there any difference between them? So that is subject now to a machlokus. Rish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mabinai. What's the difference between Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mashmaut Doshimik Abinai? They're learning it from a different source. There is no nachkamina between these two positions. They both believe the same thing. They just have different sources for their position. Rezlakish Amar. So here we go. So that goseis is the difference between them. The man amar lehechalo afilu goseis. The one who says lehechalo, then you can, even when they're a goseis, right, this is a little bit so like you were describing, that there's a restriction against being mechal. You're putting yourself in a position where you'll be mechalel, your kahuna. And that's in a position, if you're in the house, if you go in, or you're touching a goseis, that's the equivalent of putting yourself in a position where you're going to become tamei, or be mechalel, your kahuna. The man amar b'motam, literally until the person dies. In goses, well, when it comes to goses, there'll be no restriction. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference in their position. Death is the, or being dead is the only way you can become tamei, and there's only a restriction once the person is dead. Whereas Reish Lakish says no, that there might even be a quasi-preventative measure, which is that you must remove yourself from any Karav l'tuma, anything that's going to be very, very likely that it'll end up being tuma semes, you must remove yourself from that position. And that comes from the word heichalo. Whereas b'motam, Rabbi argues and says, no, only at death. So now the Gemara says, well, b'haktiv, l'manda amar heichalo, the one who learns it out from the word heichalo, haktiv b'motam, don't they need the word motam? I mean, the word motam still exists, so what are they going to do with the word motam? So it says, they'll learn like Rabbi. It comes to teach you that only thing that is restricted in Tuma for a Nazir, for a Kohen, is becoming Tamei Meit. But becoming into contact with Nigaim, or coming into contact with a Zav, there's no restriction in becoming Tamei. Tamei Ziva, Tamei Nigaim is not under that restriction of becoming Tamei Lutumat Hames. So that's what they'll do. So they'll use the word Leheichalo to teach you that even Goseis, right, becomes Tamei, or according to Biokhan, to teach you that only when the person is actually dead are you Tamei. And what do they do with the other word Bimotam? They learn out that Bimotam tells you that it's unique or limited to Tuma Tameis. So the Manda Amar,
but this is Rabbi.
All right, very good, excellent, good. All right, the Manda Amar, you'll see in a second. Very good. The Manda Amar b'motam. I thought the same thing when I was looking over the shir. I said, well, how could it be? Rabbi is the second position who says he learns that from motam. How could they bring Rabbi if you're learning something else from motam, right? So the Manda Amar b'motam. Who's the Manda Amar who says b'motam? That is Rabbi. Rabbi boy leila high svaro. He needs this limud, meaning that how can he learn out something else from it? He needs it for the limud that he has right now. So The Gemara says, "In kedle mikra b'mult, by b'multam, shema minat, tartei." Exactly that. See that you can learn out two things from the word "multam," because it says "b'mult" and then "b'multam." Learn out two things. The Rabbi's going to learn both things from this pasuk, which is both that only at death is there an isur, and number two, only tumas hames is restricted. So now the Gemara is going to say, "The mandar b'multam, who's Rabbi? Haktiv leichalo. What's he going to do with the pasuk leichalo? Hello, afihu data. He needs leichalo for something else. The misha eno mechulal." That's only someone who's not tamei. Yatzeish mechulal ve'omeid. That restricts or right limits someone who's already tamei. Meaning that if you're already, this is what we had above. If you are carrying a mace al tefo, then you're not going to violate the restriction when you touch another.
Right, I think you said before.
Wow, very good, excellent. So I was going to point that out just now, which is that the Gemara before said to use the term tamalom lo yichalel, and all the Rishonim changed it to laichalo, which is you see right here. That's exactly right. That the gersa over here is laichalo.
Yeah, but then you can go back with the bimosam and the laichalo. With the lima that they're doing here with heichalo, you can say to the mandiyama that doesn't use heichalo for this, hey, you know, you have this multiple, you have this extra lashon. What do you need the extra lashon for?
Oh, right. So he just said, lo mashmalei, that's what the Gemara does.
Lo darshi
rei. Yeah, lo mashmalei, that mot and motam is a difference. That's a...
Especially being in the context of the pasuk.
That's right. It's talking the plural.
It's plural.
Right. Alright, so that's fine. That's, we're going to do the other way around, just in a second. So, meaning, because, yes, it's Ishmael Moed, Laman, or Echolo, Amiboy, Leila, Isvoro. The one who learns about Echolo, he also, the Tanakhama, Rabbi, also needs Echolo to teach you that you, once you're Mechulo, the Omei, that you're now become to me. So, you can learn to call it Echal, Mala Echalo, Shmaminatarte, you can learn two things out of the puzzle of Echolo, and Rabbi, again, like you're asking, is not going to learn, he says, Echolo, Echolo, Lo Mashmale, right? That's not the address.
Rabbi learns from Mosad, so,
it's Tanakama. It's the Tanakama of Rabbi. Tanakama of Rabbi is going to learn out of Heichalo, has to learn two things out of Heichalo. He has to learn both that Mechulah Vomeid is not restricted, and number two, he has to learn out that that's only in death, or Tosais will be Chayab, depending on who you hold like Rabbi Kodamesh Lakish. And B'motam, he learns out to teach you that only in Misa is there a Tamei Mesa's restriction, not Negayim and Ziva. Alright, so now, Meitavei. Adam, Enu Mitamei, Ela Ad, Shetetze, Nafsho. Person does not become Tamei until he become, until they're dead. Vafilu Meguyad, Vafilu Goseis. Right.
Meguyad is cut up.
Right, very good, right. Tetze, Nafsho. So Goseis is someone's on his death rows, and Meguyad is someone who is basically right, that his head is, extremities cut off or something, but the likelihood of death is very high over here. Right. The mandam are like, hello, haktani, deno mitame. So the one who says, this is, like, the way the Mepharish reads it, this is a question on Reish Lakish. Okay, that according to the way we learn Reish Lakish, that the Tanakhama believes that Heikolo means you're even chayev for Goseis. And over here we have a limud that says what? That only Achetetze Nefsho. So the Gemara says, no, the Indian Tmuye Adinapi Nafshe. But you can differentiate, you're right. Even Reish Lakish, who says, according to the Tanakhama, Heikolo violates the restriction of Heikolo when you touch it, or you're in with the Goseis in the OL, or you're in with the Meguyad. In the oil, you're touching them, that you violate the heichalo, that doesn't mean you become tameh. Everybody agrees to become tameh, the guy's got to die. Right? So tuma only happens at the time of misa. But the violation of the heichalo could take place prior to being misa, prior to him becoming tameh. So you have to differentiate between the violation of the heichalo versus becoming tameh. So it's an amazing possibility, according to Reish Lakish, that a kohen could actually violate the Easter of becoming Tamei and never become Tamei.
Or a Nazir.
Right, or a Nazir, right. They can violate the restriction without ever becoming Tamei, which is pretty amazing. What's the halacha here? So now, if you were to look at the way our Gemara is set up, we have a Machlokas, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. What's the halacha like? We have Machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan. Right? If you have the halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan, right, then it's my nafkamina. It doesn't really matter if you use Rabbi or the Rabbanon who are you on him. Even though generally we have a principle that it's halacha Rabbi Mechavei Rav, halacha Mechavei Rav. But nevertheless, over here, it's not in the mind of Kamina because they have the same position. So, according to you, that's like Rabbi Yochanan, you'd only become and violate this, what? If you became a Tameh. Only problem is that the Bahag, right, a lot of the Rishonim played off of had a different girsa in our Gemara. And his different girsa in the Gemara provides a very big problem. And what is that? The Bahag has the argument between Abaye and Rabbah. Not and Abaye being the position of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rava being the position of Reish Lakish. And now we have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Who's the halacha like when you have Rava and Abaye? Halacha's ke Rava.
Except for the Alkagam.
Right. So now this is not one of the Alkagams, not one of the exceptions. And therefore, the halacha is like Rava. That means it's like Reish Lakish in our Gemara. That's the case. Reish Lakish says it's a machlokas.
I'm trying to give him the ghostes.
So machlokas, according to Reish Lakish, it's a machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim. So if you pass him like Rava, who is now Reish Lakish, you now have a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. If you have a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, we know halachic Rebbe kimi chavei ro, but not a chavei rab. Which means we're not going to pass him like Rebbe. Rebbe's of the position that it's bimotam, which means only in death are you chayav, where the Chachamim believe it's lehechalo, even prior to death. So based on the gears of the Bahad, you're going to pass him what? That there is a restriction, like hello, even to bring yourself into a position where you become tamei, right, will be a problem.
But we say that a kohen could walk into a hospital unless the red light is on.
Right, that's not. We don't pass. I'm just saying the Bahad's girsa would push you in that direction. I'm just saying the way we have the girsa in our Gemara, you don't have that problem because you have we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and there's a mashmud joshim. There's nothing to talk about. It's only because of the Bahad's different girsa that according to the Bahad, at least you would have to pass in like the chachamim the hey hello according to Reish Lakish, which would be the hey hello. I'm not saying we don't accept that necessarily. The halacha. I'm just pointing out that the Bahad's Girsa changes the outcome of the halacha. Because the
Chizm was probably would not allow a Kohen to walk into a hospital.
Exactly. So,
is the internal hospital from a good?
No.
It isn't, right?
No.
So I guess actually in a hospital where there is...
Depends which hospitals, right? Where the Jews, depending on the propensity of Jews to be in that hospital. All right. Amar Pista, Amar Rab. So this is a very interesting Gemara, a little difficult, but a very interesting Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda Marav, Nikta Rosho Shel Aviv, Eina Metamela. So this is talking about a Kohen Hedjot, alright, who is allowed to be Metamela Aviv, Limo, right? So now, Nikta Rosho, if his father's head was cut off, this Kohen, his father's head was severed, right, Eina Metamela, he cannot become Tamei, my time, I'm a Prada Aviv. His man Shu Shalem, for those man Shu Chaser. My time is allowed to become Tamei for his father, when his father is in his entirety, meaning that he's Shalem, and not when his father is missing his piece of his body.
So, Rabbi Rav Muna, so Rav Muna asks on this position of Rav Chisda, Elmiato, Ka'azel Bepikta Darvot, that he goes into the quote unquote valley of death. Here he has their robbers or at least them that were found there and was very likely to get killed. So his father goes and walks in that area and gets killed and has his head. And the Ganovim, these robbers, severed his head. Maybe there he should also not go out. The son who's a Kohen Hedjot should not go out and take care of his father. Right? So he says, over there we're talking about a Meis Mitzvah. Of course he can go take over there. Hashi Yishlom Bacharini, even if it wasn't his father, Mechayev Baviv Lo Koshike, then certainly by his father he must take care of him. He must take care of this body that is Tamei, even though he is going to become Tamei. He's allowed to go take care of the body because it is a Meis Mitzvah, despite the fact that his head is severed. So when it says, Vahai Meis Mitzvah, is this really a Meis Mitzvah? Vahatan Yezuhu Meis Mitzvah, what's considered a Meis Mitzvah? Koshein Lo Kobrim. Someone who doesn't have someone to bury them. If someone else you call and other people answer them, then that is considered a meis mitzvah. So over here too, v'ha'isle bro. Right over here, he has a son. I mean, even though the son himself may not be able to be metame to him because he's not shalem, but nevertheless, he could send out others to take care of him, meaning that there is someone who can be metapel in this meis. So when we talk about a meis mitzvah, we have to talk about there's both a problem of meis mitzvah in the terms of physical separation, meaning that a person is isolated somewhere, and there's no one else to take care of the meis mitzvah, and therefore the Kohen is required to take care of the meis mitzvah. There's also a meis mitzvah, which we talk about, who is taken care of, that even though he's physically not separated, or the meis is not in the middle of nowhere, there's no one to take care of them. We have a similar case in the Gemara in Yevamos about a Kohen who marries a Ketana. Kedushei Ketana are only Midrabbanan, And despite the fact that Kedushei Ketan are only midrabanan, we allow the Kohen to be metame to that girl. So the Gemara in Bama says, how could you allow her to be metame? Right? That's not one of these Shiva Krovim. So the Gemara says she's a Meis Mitzvah. I says, what do you mean she's a Meis Mitzvah? There are other people there to take care of her. So Mara there says, Mishum de lo yatila, because her relatives do not inherit her, they'll disengage from her. They won't take care of her. And since they won't take care of her, there's no one to take care of her, and that makes her like a Meis Mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara is asking over here. When we say that there's no one to take care of him, in this case there is. There's a son around who will take care of him. So how can you call that a Meis Mitzvah? So Gemara says, no, Kevin de Kazel Beurcho. No, since it's out in the middle of nowhere, Kamishin no Kovrim Dami, it's as if there's no Kovrim, and therefore he's considered like a Meis Mitzvah. So even though generally the Kohen Hedjob would not be allowed to bury his father because he's not Shalem, because he's missing his head, according to Rav Chista, it's Nikta Rosho. In this case, since he's classified as a Meis Mitzvah and not only as his father, he'll be able to bury him Mitzad Meis Mitzvah and not Mitzad.
You're starting my own point out over here that based on this Gemara, the Rosh pointed out, I just read it to you for a second, and Tosos pointed out also over here that Perish Reed says in the Tosos also, Habadu Tapel Be Meis Mitzvah, Yisham Yisrael, Shechole Tapel, Akinem Krovim, even though they're not a Karov, Loi Tapel Behem Kwanim Krovim. Kohanim Krovim shouldn't take care of it.
Well,
he says that, the Reed says this, the Rosh says it also here, that it's, the Reed says even more extreme, that here, Perish Reed, Habadu Tapel Be Meis Mitzvah, someone's going to deal with the Meis Mitzvah, Yisham Yisrael, Shechole Tapel, Akinem Krovim, even though it's not a Karov, Lodi Tapel Kohanim Behem Kohanim Krovim. The Kohanim Krovim should not become Tamei, but the, right, the Yisrael should deal with the Meis, meaning that we have, that's not considered Meis Mitzvah anymore, because there is, the whole point here is Karim the Einonim, right, that there's nobody there answering, when there is somebody answering, when there is Yisrael to take care of it, we say, don't let the Kohen be Mitapel, don't let the Kohen take care of it. Right, or Kohen Gadol.
The Kohen Hedjot can bury his Kohen.
Right, Kohen Gadol, right. But that's, it's Kohen Gadol Nazir, and possibly Kohen Hedjot if he's not quote unquote Shalem here, right? Meaning that would be, if you hold the Kavchista, he's not Shalem, then you would ask him to bring the case, the Reed brings the case, the Gemara asks a question on the Katana. You have a Katana Kohenet, right, that is, there the Gemara considers her Meis Mitzvah, even though technically there are other people in the town that would take care of her, or could take care of her, and yet we still say it's a Meis Mitzvah. So the re answers up the Baba in a dim lays Bab Meis Mitzvah over there. She's not a Meis Mitzvah. Bab, she Krovah Mitzvah Shlimi Mena. Her Krovim will be lazy and better, not take care of it properly. Shavua Rabbanik Meis Mitzvah. Ah, the Ein Batal. This is an amazing read. Ah, the Ein Koach Be Yerach Chachamim Lakar, or Devar Ben HaTorah V'Kum V'Aseh. Generally, we say that Chachamim Kalim Oker, Devar Ben HaTorah V'Aseh, V'Al Ta'aseh, not V'Kum V'Aseh. This is an exception. But Makum Sheish Panim, V'Tam B'Davar, V'Adai L'Kuli Yama Yish Koach La'Akwa. But there's significant reason to be ma'akir. That is
a dangerous,
right. It's a very dangerous step. Put your weapons here. The Reis says that you could be akir b'kum ba'aseh here because they're violating b'kum ba'aseh of a, becoming tamei for a kohen in order to save this girl from ending up in these lazy relatives' hands, even though technically she's not a Meis Mitzvah.
How would he say that? Why wouldn't he say when it's covered a Meis? You know, but he's going further.
He's starting out of the scope of that statement.
You
right?
Scope it differently, and you say you don't have to be saying that.
Right. It's a very broad statement. It's a very, very powerful statement. All right, so now let's go right through the Gemara. Now Gemara's going to have a couple more challenges. That's the main thing. La yitama. Lahu mitame, ve'enu mitame la vereha. That he's allowed to become tame for her, right? But he's not allowed to become tame, right? Le evareha. To her parts of her body. La kish, enu mitame la vere minachai shalaviv. Amaksu, aletim kisse ora. So here, there's a basic premise that you're not allowed to become tame for evareha. In general, you can't become Tamei for Ibarim, Ibarim in a Chai, or Ibarim in a Meit, right? You can't go and become Tamei for Ibarim. Whereas, Maksuru, well, it's in Ksura. You're allowed to go find even by the smallest bone that's left over and become Tamei for that smallest bone. So it seems to be that there's a Sira. So my Maksuru, it's in Ksura. Right, so what does it mean that you can go and find the missing bone? Lav lemerva, to teach you, imichsar purta, right, look, even if it's missing, the body's missing some part. If you have to go look for the bone, that means that the body itself is missing a part, and yet it still allows you to bury that body, which will go against Rav Chista. Rav Chista says if you're missing an aver, if you're missing some part of the body, that you can't, you need to slay moose. So here, this price seems to indicate
right? That what even without shleimut, that you can still bury in the body.
But before we get to that, what does it mean you can't be metame later in the chai, but you can be master al
etzer? Okay, so we'll get. I'll do that in one second.
That look, seems like an internal
sphere. Internal sphere, right? Lo, hai Rabbi Yehuda, the tiny Rabbi Yehuda, mer la metame. Ve'enu metame la berash. Enu metame al eber min achai shel aviv. Avo meteu la berash shel amei shel aviv. He's allowed to be metame for the eber mace of his father. So now, what you're asking the question, basic question in the Braisa. What does it mean that he can't go find an eber, but he can't find an etzem kitz ora? Right? So, Ella. Here, if you look in the Mefarish, we'll see. Right across from Tosos Meitve. See where Tosos says Meitve? Right across from the Mefarish. Lefi. See the word Lefi? Alright, so this is going to explain. Lefi. Shlohi tira Torah litamei, ela davar sheikar gufbo. You know that it'll come tamei, where you have the majority of the body, or the physical body there. Aval metamei ul ikar guf lechatchila. So lechatchila, a coin is allowed to become, a coin is allowed to come tamei, as long as you have the majority of the body that's there. Vim nechsaru, but if that majority of the body is there and missing something, holechu bodeka charav avafilu al etzem kisora, even after an etzem kisora. So it depends what happened here. To go after a varim, meaning to go look for a varim or to come to make a varim, we will not let you do that. But if you're already tame because you found the robe or the majority or the physical body there, then once you are tame, we will let you finish the process and go get the bones that are left over. So when you read that in the Braisa, you say what? He's not allowed to go b'tamei le'eber min achai. He's not allowed to become tamei le'eber min ames. But if he buried already the body, the full body, or majority of the body, then he can go and get the remaining parts of that body to fill in or to go in. Alright, so that's how you explain that Braisa. So now, that Braisa would have been a challenge to Rav Chisda from Rav Chisda. This suggests in that Braisa that what? That Braisa says that even when he's nechsar, even when the body is missing something, you could still be metamei that body, because he's allowing to bury it, and then later on go get the rest of the parts, which implies that the body is chaser. So that would be against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, no, that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is a dasi achir, or he's a tanga, and I had all like the other tanaim that argue on Rabbi Yehuda. It's only Rabbi Yehuda's position that you can bury a chaser, but the position of those that argue on Rabbi Yehuda is not, and I hold like those other positions. So now the Gemara says, right now, Labim Shenu Metame Al Ibrahim Nachash Labim Abel Metame Yehuda Ibrahim Min Hamid. Again, Leiber Min Ameitz here means like after he's buried the full body, we can go get the other parts, not Leiber Min Ameitz L'chatchila. Right? So that's just if you look, Tosel says that in the Rabbi Yehuda. You see Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Allah, Metamei Ben Metamei Leiberim, L'cheshen Metamei Leiber Min Achai, Shalabi Yehuda Metamei Leiber Shal Ameitz. Which goes against the price that we said above. The price above says you can't be in the time of Leiber Min Achai or Leiber Min Ameitz and only get some Kisora. Here Rabbi seems to disagree there. So he says, Ayyidei Chazara. Tosel qualifies that. When Rabbi says you can go, Metamei Leiber Min Ameitz, that's only after you've already buried the main body. If you already buried the bare body, you can go after to find the Abraham Ace. But if you definitely preach to the price beforehand that you can't go and bury a single Abraham, even if they are Abraham Ace, until you've buried the majority of the body or the major part of the body. Right now, the Gemara is
important. If you've already told me that you buried the body, so now you can go and
we let you finish the process that you started.
What about you telling yourself at the beginning like that?
Turn to Iver, because you're not allowed to, you have to bury the body or the person. You have to bury the person, not their Ibarim. So if you have the person buried, then we let you finish up and get the whole person together. But if you're just finding parts of the body, we don't let you bury them because you are not burying the person. Okay? Alright, so now Batanya, Rav Kahana, Rabbi Ezer Yaakov, La mitame, ve'inu mitame le'evarim. So that he becomes tame, he's allowed to become tame, or light, ma, probably.
So Rabbi Yehuda's position is that you can bury the body of your fellow slave, and it's just saying,
a part, Eber.
Right, but you can't bury, if you find an Eber, you can't bury the Eber.
So in the case where Nikta Rosho, you can't go bury the head, but if you bury the body, then you can go bury the head. And you're allowed to bury the body, which is against Rav Chisda, but that is, he says, is unique to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position, right? Yeah. Okay, now, the Gemara is going to challenge. Ratan, you're a kind of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaakov, La Yitama, Venu Metamele Varim, Uprat, that, gzayit min ameit, ugzayit nitzol, umaleit avad rekev. Right, so now you're not allowed to go mitamei levarim, like you have to become tamei to her, and not her parts, excluding gzayit min ameit, if you find gzayit min ameit, which is mitamei, or nitzal, or this is the liquids that are discharged from ameit, umaleit avad rekev, or a, this is a lachal emotion of Sinai, that if you have a spoonful of dirt where a body had decomposed, right, and that is mitamei, all these are not included. You cannot bury any of these. You cannot become tamei for any of these because these are not la yitama. La, although yitama the shidrol the bogola the robinyana the robinyana. You would think that, well, you can't become tamei even when you have the majority of the body there. What's the majority of the body? The spine, the skull, or the robinyana or robinyana. Either you have the majority of the bone count, right, which is the majority of the bone count, which is 125, right? Because 248, I think 248 is the bone count. So 125 will be the majority of a bone count. Or you have rope binyan, which is basically like the thigh bones and it's the two thigh bones and the, Right. So it's either some big parts of it. Alright. Rob minyana. So if you have any of these, you can bury her. So those are all, by definition, chaser. Right? Even though you have the, so he excluded from the Pasuk of Kana says what? That these small items are Ibarim are excluded. But when he included the goof, the major goof, he doesn't need the whole goof. He only needs the majority of the group, or the big part of the group, like majority of the bones, or the rov binyana, or the shidra of the gulgolet. So you see that he allows you to bury even when there's chaser, right? So ktiv v'amart aliyam hosif the chakatu tuma acheret. So it says by the parashat emor, right, it's not coming up next week. Emor v'amarta. There's a repetition of emor v'amarta. Right. So v'amarta comes to teach you that you're allowed to take additional tuma, which you're allowed to take. Amat said additional tuma, even though the body is not full. Lo chavo yitam al shidro l'gugol as the rov binyano shal acherim. Right. So you think that you may not become tamei to others. Amarta ma'po tom you. So you would think, what, that this is a unique din by Akotel? The Gemara says, no, that's a binyanab. Just like by his sister, he's required to bury her body, the whole body, and yet we still are matir him to bury her rov minyan, or any part of it. So too, by all the other shisha krovim, they'll have the same din. When he's allowed to bury them, he's allowed to bury their rov minyan. Robinian, Gugolas, Shidra, all those exceptions. Not quite. This is a part of the price. It's just all part of the price.
What's the question?
The question's on Rav Pisa. You have a price here.
Rav already said that those Mahogs are going to be
Yeah, but now we have another problem. We have it to someone else. A tiny Rav Kana, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Right, Lion, so much you have another price. So much you stop. Like Shaul says, how you know me? Rav Yehuda. That's price is like Rav Yehuda. Right, that's not like what I want to hold. So now the Gemara's going to bring a third price. So. Rav Damar Kiyaitano, right? And he says that Rav, Rav Fisku quoted Rav, holds like this Tano. The Tanya Matish from Esau, show Rabbi Yitzchak Beginzak, his father passed away, Ubobo Diol, Akash Loshanim. He told him after 3 years, Rav Ashal is Rabbi Yeshua ben Elisha, Vidal Zakinum, Shimo, Bamro. Right, so what now? He wants to go and move his body. They said that his father passed away, was buried somewhere else, and now he wants to bring his father's body back to Kever Avotah. So is he allowed to be Metameh Laviv to bring him back to the Kever Avotah? So he went to, he answered up. He went and asked his Chachamim about this thing. Amru Laviv is Manchu Shalem, but Lamez Manchu Chaser. You only bury your father, become Tameh to the father when he's full or Shalem. And here, by definition, he's been buried for 3 years. There's no chance that there's a Shalem of the group anymore. And that is a proof to Rav Chisra, or like the Tana. This is like the Tana that Rav Chisra is going to hold like against the position of the Tanoim of Rav Yehuda. Right? So that's the conclusion. Tomorrow we'll stop here.